Tories tell schools not to use anti-capitalist material. The Tory government has ordered schools in England not to use material in teaching that is anti-capitalist, which they class as an extreme political stance. On the one hand, this is very concerning. An authoritarian attempt to increase control over education and the ideas that young minds can encounter. Teachers should not push their political beliefs on students. We are there to guide and give students the tools to come to their own conclusions. However, as a history teacher, it is my job to expose my students to a wide variety of ideas about the world, and that includes anti-capitalist thought, events, and individuals. Should I just pretend that, since the Industrial Revolution, there has been no opposition to capitalism? The idea that being pro-capitalist is somehow a neutral or non-political stance is laughable. How many millions die each year from avoidable starvation or disease, while the super rich grow ever more wealthy? That seems pretty political to me. On the other hand, this shows how scared the ruling class are about the possibility of socialism. The fact that they feel the need to pass laws like this shows deep insecurity. More people than ever are questioning the way society is run, and that wouldn't change, even if I started every lesson with a prayer to Richard Branson. It's not loony left teachers that are making young people increasingly turn to the ideas of socialism, it's the obvious inadequacy of the failing capitalist system. A history teacher